This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Josefina Bustos Bostic. Date of birth is March the 9th, 1966. Case ID number is 210-7744. Date of examination, May the 12th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Elvin Garcia, dated 11/19/20, and August/2/2018. COVID-19 status. The claimant states that she has had COVID-19 and that she had it in January of 2022. She states that she developed fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, and diarrhea. She did test positive for COVID-19, but has not been around any other family members who have had COVID-19. In 2022, she had 2 vaccines for COVID-19, but no boosters. Identifying information. This is a 56-year-old divorced female with 4 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of rheumatoid arthritis / fibromyalgia, dry eyes, and depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2016, where she worked as a receptionist for an apartment complex for 2 years. Before that time, she worked as an administrative assistant for the school system for approximately 25 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment by herself and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number 1, rheumatoid arthritis / fibromyalgia. The claimant states that in 2016, she started to develop tender areas of her body and of her joints. She states the location of the pain is in different parts of her body, but mostly her right hand, right hip, right knee, and right ankle. She has been seen a specialist for rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia and has x-rays to confirm her diagnosis, as well as many multiple lab exams. The claimant does have a history of the fracture of the right arm and hand in 2005 and in 2007, and did have surgery to repair her hand in 2005. She has also received injections for pain consisting of steroids. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 40 minutes, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and her doctor is Dr. Elvin Garcia. The claimant states that her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking and doing the laundry. At the present time, she's on multiple medications for pain, which include gabapentin, 400 milligrams / 100 milligrams BID, sulfasalazine, 500 milligrams BID, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams BID, etolodolac, 500 milligrams BID, tramadol, 50 milligrams BID, cyclobenzaprine hydrochloride 5 milligrams TID, hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams BID, she states these medications do help to relieve some of her pain. And states that the only other physical activity she does is household chores. Allegation number two, dry eyes. The claimant states that since 2018, she has had problems with dry eyes, which has affected her eyesight. The claimant does suffer from hypertension. And states that the dry eye that she has experienced may be coming from her autoimmune diseases. The claimant did present to my office wearing bilateral contacts. Her Snellen vision at this visit was OD uncorrected 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular corrected is 20/25. The claimant was wearing contact lenses and appears to be able to see with the contact lenses. The claimant states that her night vision is poor, but that her peripheral vision is good, and she does have glasses where she wears bifocals. At the present time, she takes and applies Restasis Optic Drops 0.5%, one drop BID to both eyes. And she has been told that she has mild cataract formation of both eyes along with her dry eye syndrome. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number three, depression. The claimant states that in 1996, she started to develop severe symptoms of depression. She was placed on fluoxetine, 440 milligrams POQD, which she states does help, but occasionally she has breakthrough depression. Her symptoms include insomnia, fatigue, depression and sadness, decrease energy and motivation, decrease appetite and weight loss of 15 pounds, and crying spells. She denies any suicidal ideation. The claimant states that she gets so depressed at times that she doesn't feel like taking a bath. Her condition is stable and she is being treated. Family history, the mother died at the age of 82 from a cerebral vascular accident. At 45, which developed into complications, and she eventually died in 82, when she was 82 years old. Father died at the age of 95 from a myocardial infarction. And he had high blood pressure. Medications. Sulfasalazine, 500 milligrams QD. Cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams QD. Ibuprofen, 600 milligrams TID. Cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams. Take 1 TID. Tylenol extra strength, 500 milligrams Q4 hours PRN for pain. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID. Prednisone, 10 milligrams BID. Milacepran, 25 milligrams BID. alendronate, 70 milligrams, Q-Week. Vitamin D2, 1,250 micrograms, 50,000 units, Q-Week. Ibuprofen, 600 milligrams, TID. Fluoxetine, 40 milligrams, QD. Famotidine, 20 milligrams, QD. Tramadol, 50 milligrams, BID. Restasis optic drop, 0.5% BID. Hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams, BID. Furosulfate, 325 milligrams, QD. Atorvastatin, 10 milligrams, QD. Naproxen sodium, 220 milligrams, QD. And Montelukast, 10 milligrams, QD. Medical problems. History of infection with Omicron, comma. Hypertension, comma. Dry eye syndrome, comma. Bilateral knee pain, comma. Osteoarthritis, comma. Fibromyalgia, comma. Osteoporosis, comma. History of rheumatoid arthritis, comma. Lumbar sacral back pain, comma. Anxiety, comma. Depression, comma. Carpal tunnel syndrome, comma. Major surgery, C-section, comma, hysterectomy, comma, bilateral hand surgery, comma, right foot surgery in 2003, bunion repair, comma. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol. The claimant states she drinks one or two drinks per week. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 148 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 0 inches. BP, 124 over 79 mmHg. Heart rate, 59 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. BMI, 29. General, this is a 56-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleral icterus was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. The claimant does have a 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter medial mass on the outer side of her eye, which has already been diagnosed as a skin cancer, which has not been treated at this time. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round, reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. The claimant did have contact lenses. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular corrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to neurological? The last sentence, reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally. As well as decreased reflexes for the brachial radialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness, no joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. And the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is a normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for a decreased range of motion of the right knee. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was 20 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There was abnormal range of motion and strength of the right knee. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-ray of the right knee. No radiographic findings of the image. Osseous structures are unremarkable. X-rays of the right foot. Degenerative and postoperative findings are evident, with the remainder of the radiographic findings of the image, osseous structures unremarkable. There is a internal metallic screw and pin of the medial right foot with bony fusion of the right first tarsal-metatarsal joint. Mild right calcaneal plantar and posterior squaring is evident. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the right foot. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses and contact lenses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to ongoing rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia. Probable diagnoses: rheumatoid arthritis / fibromyalgia is being treated aggressively at this time. Appears to be well controlled. Number two, dry eyes - being treated at this time. Snell and vision appears to be normal with contact lenses. Number three, depression / anxiety, being treated at this time and appears to be well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Josefina Bustos.